the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-Aliyyi al-Azim. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. We've been reflecting on the hadith from Imam Kazim alayhi salam about the significance of knowledge and intellect. And we reached this point. لا نجاة إلا بالطاعة والطاعة بالعلم والعلم بالتعلم والتعلم بالعقل يعتقد ولا علم إلا من عالم رباني وَمَعْرِفَةُ الْإِلْمِ بِالْعَقْلِ. We studied up to the very last part of it. وَمَعْرِفَةُ الْإِلْمِ بِالْعَقْلِ. This was the remaining part. We said that knowledge, in the sense that it is a result of functioning of both heart and mind, can be only learned from pious scholars, from ulama rabbani, because they don't just give you some piece of information. They give you information, but with understanding and with big change in the heart, so that what you know, you follow. What you know, you appreciate. Then Imam says, وَمَعْرِفَةُ الْعِلْمِ بِالْعَقْلِ. There is a difference between ma'rifa and ilm. Ilm can be used in a very general sense. Sometimes to have ilm is enough just to hear name of something. For example, if I have heard name of a town that I have never been there, I have never had any friends from that town, but I have heard the name of the town, I have seen the town in the map, I can say I have ilm about that town, but I cannot say I have ma'rifah. Ma'rifah, whenever is used for a type of ilm which is very personal, very specific. If I have been living in a town, or at least I have traveled there and I stayed there for some considerable period of time, I know the people there, I know some of the places there. So I have some personal experience, I can say I have ma'rifah. Otherwise, I cannot say I have ma'rifah about that town. If I have studied, for example, philosophy, just by reading some articles about philosophy, maybe something about history of philosophy, some introduction to philosophy. So I can say I know what is philosophy, but I cannot say I have ma'rifah of philosophy. The only time you can have ma'rifah of philosophy is when you yourself do philosophy. When you somehow are a philosopher, then you have ma'rifah. In many educational systems, what happens is that the teachers just give some information to the students, or they ask them to gain this information by reading the books, by nowadays surfing the internet, and so on and so forth. So information is gained. But this is not ma'rifah. Ma'rifah is when you process that information and make it of your own.
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers, open your heart to something greater.
His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide.
There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here. Who created us, who we must fear.
So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Information is something on the surface of your mind. When you process it and make it of your own, it goes deeper. I may have, you know, many books on a shelf, but the only time I can say I have knowledge of these books is when I absorb the information. One of the problems in our age is that we are receiving so much information that we don't have hardly any time to evaluate them, to process them, to analyze them, and to really grasp them. People have heard many things, but not necessarily their understanding has increased. Not necessarily their mistakes are reduced. You know, one sign of having proper understanding is that you should make less mistakes. You see, sometimes people have more information, but they make more mistakes because it's just some data without being processed, but without being absorbed and being used. So if we want to make it ma'rifah, if we want to make it something which is our own achievement, we need to think. It is only by thinking and reasoning that you make it of your own. You own it. Imam says, "Ma'rifatul ilm bil aql." If someone tells you, for example, "Inna akramakum indallah atqakum," even when it comes to the Quran and Hadith, okay. This is ilm. You know what does it mean? Inna akramakum indallah atqakum. But when it becomes ma'rifah, when does it become ma'rifah? That's another question. Maybe I know inna akramakum indallah atqakum. I can recite it in different, you know, ways. I can translate it in different languages. But this doesn't mean that I have ma'rifah of inna akramakum indallah atqakum. If I know what is the rationale behind this, if I know what is the whole argument behind this, why the honor is based on taqwa, and the more taqwa gives you more honor in the sight of Allah. If I understand this, if I feel this by my heart as well, then I have ma'rifah. And such a person then would be a pious person, because when he has ma'rifah of the subject, he has really properly understood, then he cannot ignore. You cannot ignore what you have ma'rifah of it, but you can ignore what you have just some information about it. So we have to gain at having ma'rifah.
I'm looking back.
throughout the years. To breathe is hard, and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know?
Let us stop here, and inshallah, hopefully we'll have some chance in future to continue this discussion. May inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qualify us to be good followers for Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, and to be always at their service in spreading the true message of Islam, inshallah. May Allah protect our seminary and all Islamic seminaries from everything which is bad and disliked. May Allah protect our seminaries from anything which stops them from functioning properly and in the way that would prepare them for playing a great role in Akhir al-Zaman that Ahlul Bayt expect from them. May Allah protect the life of our ulama and maraji and all people who do good things for promotion of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah heal all brothers and sisters who are ill. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all marhumin, especially marhumin of the brothers and sisters who are here and those who have rights upon us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the last moment of our life the best moment of our life. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.
Farshid turab yadunni wa huwa ghita'i hawli rimal taluffuni bal min wara'i wal lahdu yahki zulmatan فيها ابتلائي والنور خط كتابه أنسي لقائي أنسي لقائي والأهل أين حنانهم باعوا وفائي باعوا وفائي والصحب أين جموعهم تركوا إخائي إخائي والمال أين هناؤه صار ورائي والاسم أين بريقه بين الثنائي.